Hey, what's going on? The Bait Escape. It's back. And I'm your host, BC Bader. On this episode of The Bait Escape, I sit down with Colby Jacks and the Cocky Prince and talk about the experience on the Bait World of Bait Off premiering in May for Masturbation Month. Check them out, baitworld.com. Enjoy the chat.
Bait World just really kind of feels like home base to me. And it just kind of felt like right that I do it. Bait World has just really been like my background in like self-exposure. So to be on the bait off, it just was like, why wouldn't I?
For me, well, okay. So I saw last year's bait off, and like I thought that it was amazing. So I don't know, like when they reached out to like invite me like to the show, I was like, at the beginning, no, I couldn't believe it because it just felt like I made this comment before, like the bait off is to the baiting community what RuPaul is to drag. Like RuPaul Drag Race is to drag. Like it feels like, oh, like being in it like as a baiter, it just feels like, I don't know, like peak, so to speak. So when they reached out to invite me, I was like, fuck yes, I do want to be part of it. After seeing like everything that happened last year, I'm like, yeah, like it just sounds like a lot of fun. And well, for me, not necessarily like the part of like the challenges or everything, but like have an excuse to like play with myself more.
To add on to what Kaki said, like the bait off is a really great way to kind of experiment with different techniques and a lot of things that you wouldn't really think of doing. Like that aspect of it is very clever.
I was gonna say, like, I saw that episode of like with Trixie and Katya when they were talking about like baiting, and I was like, fuck yeah, we did it. We made it.
That's the one he was talking about, and I was having a conversation about it, and it's nice because it really does lend itself to have like a more open conversation about masturbation, which I always find really exciting. But I'm curious to know, like, when did you all first discover Bait World?
I discovered Bait World like right at the be beginning of quarantine, like March. It was, yeah, March. I just celebrated my baitiversary, March of 2020. And I just really kind of found it like online. I was just kind of browsing online. I was just like looking for baiters and just kind of material and just like I just kind of stumbled on it, and it was like I struck gold when I found the website and I logged in and I started posting pictures, and like right away I started getting like a lot of comments. Like it was just kind of crazy, and I was getting very like nice and crazy feedback from fellow baiters, and I was just like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, this is it. Like, I kind of found my place.
Yeah, so what, you were just doing like a random Google search for like masturbation stuff?
Yeah, just like baiters, just like looking up pictures and videos. And like, I was like on this like chat room log thing. It was just like page, like a blog. I don't even remember what it was. And somebody commented on it on one of the posts and said, oh, well, you guys should check out Bait World. And I was like, what's Bait World? It sounds right up my alley. And yeah, checked it out and loved it.
What about you, Kaki? How did you first discover Bait World?
I think that it was a little bit before the pandemic. I used to have this like bait buddy, but back then I didn't necessarily like know all the terminology. It's just this guy that I met, I think that one day when I was like streaming on Chatterbait or something, and like he was like there most of the time, and like I at some point like some conversation sparked, and ever since then like we started just like chatting every day and like hamming every day, and like we would just bait for hours and everything. And one day after one of our bait sessions, he told me like, oh, how are you? What is your username on Bait World? And I'm like, on what? He's like, oh, you don't know Bait World? Like, yeah, it's this cool website. Like, it's for baiters. And I'm like, baiters? Like, and then, like, he started, like, introducing me to all the terminology. And then, like, I entered the website, well, because of him. And then at the beginning, it didn't necessarily click with me right away. I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. But the more I got introduced to, like, the baiting community and got myself more acquainted with it, the more I started like using Bait World, so it was like progressive. And then eventually, I think that was maybe like last year, when it all like came to its peak, because I started like posting more like often. So like, I as Colby said, like I was receiving more like feedback, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like everybody is like so nice and so like welcoming. So like ever since then, just like, it's been, yeah, like home. Feels like a very nice place to get to know all the baiters and yeah, just to explore and embrace masturbation.
Were you all using Twitter before you got onto Bait World, or how did that happen in terms of social?
Yeah, so I had my Twitter before I joined Bait World, but I was under a different name for a while. So like I created Bait World, and then I just kind of, I got a following on Bait World, so then I just matched my social media, and really it wasn't until recently, like with the Bait Off, that I really started to get like exposure on there, and it's been great. Everybody's so goony and so fun.
It was great, because when I first saw you, because I remember I was being so self-conscious when I first started goony, and I was like, God, I look really silly. And then someone was just like, that's the point.
Yeah.
I was just like, just oh yeah, like I
let it go. You just just let it all go and just get deep into it. It's so fun. It's funny that you kind of bring that up, because like I've been gooning, like quote unquote, like for like a long time, and I actually didn't know that there was like a term for what I was doing until like I got on Bait World and people are like, are you a gooner? Are you a gooner? I'm like, did some more research. I'm like, yeah, I am.
Like, when did you first discover your goony faces?
Well, I just kind of make I make dumb faces all the time. So like that's just part of me. I have a very expressive face. At least so I've been told. But like when I have been masturbating, it's like I would get so deep into it and I'd make faces and be like, by the end, by the time I'm finished, I'm like, that was fucking wild. And then, but like, I didn't like really start with posting that until I was like, oh, this is like a thing.
Did you, were you self-conscious of your faces, or were you always really comfortable with goony faces?
Like, like initially I started off very uncomfortable putting my face out there doing that, but eventually that just kind of eased and I'm like, why the fuck not?
Yeah. I feel like Cocky, you goon, but you don't have goony faces, do you? Or do you do them, but you don't show them online?
I mean, I goon a lot. I don't know if like there are specific faces that I do. I just like personally, like I enjoy the tongue thing and like twisting my eyes, but like I don't do like, I don't know. I just like throw it out there whenever I'm like high on penis and like just gooning, I guess.
Yeah.
For me, it's weird because I didn't necessarily like start it. Like I was not doing that always. Like when I, for instance, started like getting more into the baiting community, I got introduced to the gooning thing. And at the beginning, I was like, oh, this is weird, no. But then like, I found myself like looking more into it. Like I was like, oh, this is weird, but like, I kind of like it. And then as I was watching it more, I found myself like trying it just because I wanted to spice up like my bait. And then with that guy that I mentioned, like he told me like, oh my God, you have like the like a nice gooning faces. And I'm like, what do you mean? And like, yeah, I started like doing it unconsciously when I was just baiting. When it was about like showing it off like online, it took me a long while to get comfortable with it because I don't know, I just felt like it was like I looked too silly, like I would look like too I don't know, it just like I was very self-conscious about it. But I once posted a picture and then people like liked it a lot, and then I was like, okay, so I guess like they're more comfortable with it than I am with it. So like the fact that people was embracing it so much, it made me more open to like going on video. And after that, like, well, it is what it is now.
I think it's the gooniness that's attractive. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's because I feel like when you're gooning, it's so your mind has left the building. Like, you're just a giant penis, right? So it's all body focused. So like, you're not really focusing into what your body is reacting. It's just experiencing pleasure. And yeah, so that's
what I was gonna say, like that's one of the things that when I got introduced to it, like that was what like would like make me come back, seeing how like when somebody was baiting on video, like it was not like, oh, they're trying to do this to look a certain way, but like you would see that they're like them, like they doing those things, and like people gonna, it was just like them embodying their pleasure, like all their lust, all their horniness, like they were just like letting it like flow through their bodies. And like everybody's gooning, it's different, not everybody does faces, but like some people is more into monkey baiting, other people is more into like humping or different things. I guess like the main thing for gooning would be the faces, but like the act of being a goon, at least for me, is embracing that pleasure, embracing that like lust, and just letting it all out and just doing what your penis is feeling at the moment. For instance, like the verbal thing, it's also another thing. Like, you're not doing it because you want to sound like hot, but you're doing it because your penis wants to hear it. Your penis wants to like have that energy out there. So when other people like watch themselves in the mirror, like that's one thing that I enjoy a lot, like having mirrors and like seeing myself. And like when I see what like I look like, in my mind is like, oh, because it feels so good, and that's why I'm like that. And that's the kind of things that I look for whenever I'm like, yeah, like watching porn that involves some type of gooning.
I get a lot of masturbators wanting to goon. They're like, how do you goon? How do you get to this space? And I think when I really think about their questions, it's not so much that they want to learn how to goon, but rather they want to learn how to become more uninhibited.
I would have to agree, absolutely.
But I think it's really hard because it took me a while to understand that like I can do whatever I want to my own body. Have you ever experienced that before? Like, I just felt a lot of shame thinking, oh, I can't really allow myself to experience this level of profoundness without somebody else, and the concept of giving it to my own body was just really foreign to me.
Really understand that. Like, for me, like, I've never really been into like penetrative sex. Like, for me, like, boyfriends that I've had, it's like we're baiting together. Like, I don't know. So like, for me, like, baiting and the gooning, that's kind of always been like my ultimate pleasure.
But I'm curious to know, like, when did you come to a conscious realization of that? Like, where in your sexual life did you think to yourself, you know what, I don't think penetrative sex is for me?
I guess it was just kind of like natural to me. Like, I've always just, I'm very visual. I always like to see the act of like stroking a dick or like milking someone. I love that. Like, my boyfriend on his hands and knees, like, fuck yeah.
So it was like a natural lame thing for you.
Yeah, so it's just natural. Like I'm just kind of like a, I don't know, like a lone dog. I just kind of like, I'm okay with jerking off alone. Like, I don't really need someone there, but it's fun. It's like having a, I don't know, like a guest spot, like, hey, come join me, like I'm gonna do my thing and we're gonna have fun together.
Liberating idea, this idea that, oh, like I've always just kind of been this way, like there's nothing wrong with the sex that I have, and you know, there's there wasn't anything that I experienced that led me to think, oh, this is what I really want. It's just kind of like, I've always enjoyed this and I enjoy this with other people and I don't need to experiment other things. So I think that's always a great place to be. I think the question I asked that because I think for so long I was under the impression that I was supposed to be having other types of sex that just didn't feel natural to me. And you know, the pressure of just needing to be a top or needing to be a bottom or like having to choose these sides. It's like, why do I have to choose any of it? Why can't I just be able to explore what my body naturally reacts to, right? Like if it all feels good to me, like it all feels good. But the best thing that felt good was always masturbation. And so that was kind of the thing that always drove me back to like sex. And when I think of a sex, it always starts with masturbation first. Even when I do penetrative sex, I always think to myself, I'm masturbating my penis in a hole.
I'm masturbating my penis with a human flashlight.
Yeah.
I can relate, for instance, about like the penetration part about like, for instance, when I started having sex, it always been, even like till this day, anything that has to do with penetration feels like so inconvenient. Like being a bottom, like it requires so much preparation. And I can say that I do enjoy bottoming. I do enjoy topping, but it doesn't feel as good as just masturbating. Like having to prepare as a bottom, at least for me, it takes a toll, like physically and emotionally, like all the thing about like douching and cleaning and like being ready for it. It's just so much that by the time I, like you actually get to have sex, I'm already exhausted. I'm like, I just hate all of this. And then like you get to do it like for 5 minutes, let's say, no, well, in the worst case scenario, but like you get to do it for like 30 minutes and you're like, okay, I spent 2 hours in the bathroom just for like 30 minutes of fun and that's it. So like, yeah, it always felt like such a waste. And then as a top, I always hated the performance anxiety. Like, are they enjoying? Like, are they having fun? Like, I'm having fun, but like, do they want like to keep going or do they want to come now? Like, am I doing okay? Like, it feels like so much pressure. And I personally like struggling with ADHD, that alone takes me outside of the mood. Like thinking like, oh, are they enjoying? Oh, am I enjoying? Oh, is this like hot enough? Like that alone just like makes me, like puts me in another kind of like mindset. And then I start getting soft. And that is, adds another layer of anxiety to it. But then like when it comes to masturbation, it just feels like so natural, so easy, so careless, so like, you can do it anywhere, you can do it at any time, and there is like so many ways to do it. So yeah, at the beginning it just felt like, oh, but I need to enjoy penetration. Like everybody enjoys penetration, why can't I enjoy penetration? And when I discovered solo sexuality, that was so liberating to know that there was a whole tribe out there of people that don't enjoy penetration, or like it's not their main thing and it doesn't have to be. And I'm like, fuck yeah, that makes so much sense. Like it is like, that's it. It just like made so much sense to me that after so long of like battling and enjoying penetration and like that whole like scenario, it just was liberating to be able to just, that's it, embrace masturbation. That's what I do and that's it. And if people like it, good. And if they don't like it, well, I like it. And then being able to introduce somebody to that, like adds another layer of like pleasure. Like it's hot, yeah, like to be able to share that experience with somebody because I know that I'm having fun. I know my body, like it feels good. So when I see somebody else embodying the kind of things that I experience, it feels like very intimate because you know that they're allowing themselves to win. Have that level of enjoyment in front of you. So like it feels as if not more like intimate than having sex. I guess like having sex, like yeah, you're like sharing your body with this other person, but it always feels like about the other person and not necessarily about you. Or sometimes it's about like one party, let's say like the top or the bottom, and like that's the focus. But when it's about masturbation, it's about like, oh, my pleasure, and I'm like sharing it, and like we're making this like a social kind of thing. Like for me, like being able to masturbate with somebody feels more like a, yeah, an intimate thing, but also like very social, like being able to like talk about the porn, being able to like share like we enjoy and like the penis talk kind of thing. So yeah, it just feels, at least for me, it just feels way better than just like penetration.
It's really nice to be in that space because people just like totally understand. And then also too, like there's so much dick to be seen. Maybe that's like the perk of being a masturbator. You're just like so much access to penises.
Right.
One thing that I always say is that every single penis has like, it. Okay, what I'm trying to say is like, every penis knows what it wants. And like, you like to be able to like tap more into like baiting and especially into gooning, like you need to listen what your penis is telling you. That's what I enjoy looking at whenever I'm like baiting with somebody, being able to like see them tap into that and embrace it, and then like see how like the reactions like come out. Like that, at least for me, like whenever I'm baiting with somebody, like I put like a lot of porn and I'm watching the porn, but like looking at them and looking at their penis and looking at like what's going on, it's what turned me on the most. And But yeah, I don't know, it's a very nice, and as I said before, like very liberating kind of experience.
And I agree with you both when you say that like sex is a very visual thing. Like Colby, you like to watch. I remember you were saying that earlier, and also now too, Cocky, that you like watching the other person. And I think it's great because it really just slows down the sex, right? Like for me, like I literally like to take my time, and it's something that I'm trying to do in my own life, which is like just slow everything down. So it's nice to be able to slow that down with another person and really talk about like, hey, what's making you feel good? And, you know, physically watch them get aroused. And then also, I love a good verbal talk. I'm pretty verbal. I used to have a lot of shame about having phone sex. I used to be really embarrassed about it. And I was like, why am I embarrassed about phone sex? Like, phone sex is so hot.
Phone sex is hot. I do like phone sex.
Right? Especially when in someone that does it really well, you're just like, damn, this is fucking amazing. And I didn't really start to understand that until I started doing like these video recordings on Twitter, and I would just like audio my goon, and people were just like, oh yeah, do more of it. And I was like, okay, cool, like I get it. And then now when I hear it, it's really nice. Like bait tracks, they have the music and they have like the people moaning over the beat. That shit's hot as fuck.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that is really hot. I even just like when guys send like audio of them like masturbating and moaning, it's like, I'm gonna just tuck that away for later and listen back to that. Thank you.
Masturbators are such cool people because there's so many different aspects that we can pay attention to. Like when I talk to other masturbators, it's always like full sensory experience, right? Like we love to touch and taste and listen and watch. So it's nice to be able to use all your senses when it comes to sex.
That's one thing, like for instance about audio like porn kind of, I do like it, but for me, like I need a combination of a lot of things. I don't know if you've ever seen like, so like when I post like my setup, I do need a lot of things going on. So for instance, like I enjoy putting like bait beats, like a lot of moaning, a lot of music, but also I enjoy like putting a lot of porn. So like, though I enjoy a lot, like when people like do like audios and like sometimes like, yeah, record like something hot, like some ditty talk, it's amazing. But for me, it's a compliment. Like everything about like the experience of like my experience of baiting, like it's a compliment. So like, I need the visual thing, but I also need like some oratorial, and then like in terms of like tactile, like of course, like playing with my penis and with my nipples and like feeling the oil and being able to like, if I'm baiting with somebody, like to embrace their bodies as well. Of course, if they're like comfortable with it. But like for me, the act of baiting, or at least for me, like my baiting, it's very like, yeah, like I need a lot of things going on.
On the porn, like now I find myself, I jerk off a lot to people like my buddies, people on Twitter and Bait World porn. But like with the porn, it is so funny because I always find myself going back to my the classics, and I feel like those just can't be beat. I have like my little folder of my like now vintage porn from like 2010.
How are you all doing with like your bait world challenges for the bait off series? How does that work? Do they give you all like in one, they give you a list of things to do, or do they give you that by?
Yeah. So in the beginning, they just kind of gave us a list, and we had like a month, a little more to film all of them. They all turned out very good. I'm just about done with them. Just have to edit. Oops, sorry. Edit a couple more, and yeah, they turned out really, really good. I was very impressed with them.
What, very impressed with the videos or with the challenges?
Honestly, both, because I thought, like, I'm trying to think of one of them. The buddy, we have to do a buddy bait, like, jerk off on the bait world vid chat. I've never recorded myself, like, with someone audio. It like I was like really nervous for that one, but I feel like that one turned out really hot.
What about you, Kak?
So I still need to record one more and edit like that one and another one that I'm working on right now. The one that you mentioned with the body, that one I feel like it's the one that was giving me the most trouble, because I enjoy like exposing myself on stream. Like I enjoy like when there is like a group chat and like there is a circle jerk kind of thing, but like in terms of like doing a one-on-one with somebody, unless I know the person, unless we have a connection, for me it's hard to like fully embrace my bait with them. So like I tried doing the let me do a one-on-one with somebody on bit chat, and it didn't necessarily work, because like all the people that I know that has like a bit world, they don't necessarily like go on bit chat, and I tried to like get them into it, but like it didn't kind of like match the time. So then I was like, oh, fuck it, let me just like find somebody and like within the chat. But it happened again, like I'm not necessarily like able to connect with them, so I'm not like embracing, and like I'm not it doesn't feel right for me. So what I did was just like put up a show. So like I was just baiting, I was just doing my thing. And eventually I started seeing like more people join, and like at some point there were like 25 people watching. And I'm like, oh my God, this is hot, because like, yeah, it's, and then like I was opening some cams, and what I enjoy, like having just a bunch of people there. And it felt more like natural. It felt more like me, because like they were doing their thing and they were like being vocal, and I was like responding a little bit and like doing my thing and being vocal. But like it didn't feel like so constricted, like, oh, I'm just engaging with one person, but like, oh, we're engaging. Like this is a circle jerk kind of thing. So like,
oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so that's how I was able to like pull out like that challenge. In terms of like which one was my favorite, I could say, I don't know, they were all fun. Then in their own way, like they're all really fun. I do want to say that from last year, there was a challenge that I wanted it to come back, because I had like this whole idea that I wanted to do, but like they didn't bring it back, which was the one with food. Because like last year, everybody used like a donut. Everybody did like a donut. Yeah. And I was like, ah, there were so many things that they could have done. Like for instance, Coach mentioned like, oh, nobody fucked some fruit or something like that, like a pumpkin or something, like nobody did that. And I was thinking like something that would have been really, really fun, and that was my idea, was like to bring like a bunch of different fruits and like fuck them all. And then like or like another one was like coming in the fruit, or like doing like a salad with it and then coming on it and then eating it kind of thing, but like fucking the fruit first. I don't know, like that was my idea, and I wanted to like do it, but then like they didn't bring it. I'm like, ah, oh, I'm gonna keep it in the
bag. Still do it. Like,
yeah.
I would love to see it.
I feel like I'd want to see that too. Wait, you would fuck the fruit first, then you'd make the fruit salad, then you would come on the fruit salad, then you would eat it.
Yeah. Because there is like there is so many fruits, and like they all have like different textures, like being able to like try them out and do like a YouTube kind of thing, like where you're like, oh, okay, so like, well, I'm gonna be fucking like these fruits, and like kind of like review, like, oh, this one felt like this and this one felt like that, and like this one was my favorite, and then at the end just like chop them up and like make a salad and eat it. But after you come on in, like the cream.
What do you call that salad? A fucking ambrosia salad? I was gonna say, what do you think is like the most comfortable fruit to fuck?
Speaking from experience, fucking a pumpkin isn't that great. I don't really recommend it.
Same.
Wait, what was so hard about fucking a pumpkin? But you both have fucked pumpkins?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, for Halloween.
I had to like put like a fleshlight into it because when I was fucking it, like, this is like the ring. And like after like it, you have to like put it all out and all in, and kind of like sometimes, at least for me, it hurt. So I'm like, let me just put up, make the hole bigger, put a fleshlight, and then fuck the fleshlight. And I saw that in a video. I saw that in a video like long time ago, like I think like when I was, I don't know, in college, this like frat kind of thing, and they were like, it was a bunch of guys, and they actually had a pumpkin, and the pumpkin had a different like fleshlights, like different shapes, and they were all like fucking it, and I'm like, I want that.
I remember, I mean, I'm sure you all remember it. It's, there's that one guy, he's fucking a pumpkin, he's some like the bro-y dude, famous. Anyone who's a beta, I'm sure, has seen this guy fuck a pumpkin. And then I thought, do I really want to fuck a pumpkin?
Fucking pumpkins are kind of popular. I'm kind of surprised.
I mean, yeah, I guess playing with your fruit is cool. I once had an experience with a cucumber when I was really young, and it scarred me for life.
Why?
Because it just, I was, did not know what I was doing with this cucumber, and it just really hurt. So I just, ever since that, I think maybe I'm like scarred. I think that's why I don't like to bottom. Because I just had this really bad experience with the cucumber. I don't know.
I was going to say my bad experience was a hot dog and saran wrap.
Baiting with food. I feel like I don't typically bait with food. I feel like maybe with a partner, I use like whipped cream or something. You know, you put the whipped cream on the dick and you suck it off or whatever. But I always find it really fascinating when guys... videos of guys that goon on their butthole with like different vegetables. Like I once saw a porno with this guy gooning with his butthole with an eggplant. It was a huge eggplant. And I was like, how are you putting this physically in your body? And I just was like, oh, like, I think that's why sex is so cool, because like we allow ourselves to want these things, right? Like we are mentally telling our bodies to like open wide for these things that are going to give us pleasure.
That's the thing, like everybody's so creative and they're gonna put like stuff up their butt, and like it's just like the craziest things. Like every once in a while, like, another video pops on Twitter of somebody like just stopping something and like putting something even more crazy. Like months ago was like a guy that had a bunch of like sand in his butt, and I'm like, how? Why would you do such a thing? Yeah, I have the video. Like I can even like post it, because it was,
but people are.
He was just like on the beach, and then like you see his face, and then he like show his butt, and then like all the sand falling. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Dude, that's not healthy, like, man. Y'all are so comfortable like showing off and exposing your sex. What is it about having an audience that really turns you on?
It's fun because there's people to converse with. You can have a discussion and make friends, and just like you attract like your tribe of people, and like I love like the people that follow me, like they're also just, they're on the same level as me, and they're great. I love that.
For me, it's like being able to like, or not being able, but like knowing that they're enjoying it. Like for me, I post something and like, yeah, it's hot, like I enjoyed it, but knowing that they're masturbating to it, that's what gets me off. Like whenever I post something and they're like, oh, I just came to this, like I get instantly a boner, thinking like, oh yes, they were enjoying themselves when I was enjoying myself. So like it just feels like from my penis to yours and then back kind of thing. that's what I get from like posting stuff online. So that's why I just like keep doing it, because knowing that I'm putting like pleasure out there and that people is enjoying themselves to like something that I'm doing, like, yeah, it's just make the whole experience way better.
Yeah, I agree. I also feel too, like if you're a masturbator, you're naturally a show off, because you like showing off your bait, right? Like it's this whole idea of like bait fuel, like we're just bait fuel for each other. It's like, even if you're not showing your face or anything else, you're like proudly showing off your penis, because penis is pretty great.
Yeah.
Penis rolls.
I'm really excited to watch you both in the bait off. I mean, it's a competition about masturbation. What's not to like, right?
I personally don't necessarily see it as a competition. Like, yeah, there's going to be a winner. But for me, it's about putting the fuel up there. After last year, seeing like all the different like penises doing interpreting the challenges. Like, yeah, it's hard. And like, yeah, they're going to be a winner. But the true winners are going to be like the baiters watching, because like, they're going to have like so much to like jerk off to. And I want to like watch it back and jerk off to like all the different baiters, because this year has like an amazing lineup of baiters. And I know it's going to be like super hot.
That's what I'm excited about too. Like, I'm excited to watch each person do the challenge, because they're all going to do it so differently. Right? Because like,
yeah,
every masturbator masturbates different.
Everybody has their own style.
Yeah. Like, everybody's just like so unique. Like, I'm very excited to see like how everybody else interpreted the different competitions.
You know what would be really hot?
Really interesting.
If Bait World flew you all together and got you and got you a room, and then that would be like the series finale. Like, everyone, all of you in one
a circle space. Jerk. Oh yeah. My god,
that'd be so awesome. That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun. All right, Bait World, if you're listening, just make it happen.
Get on out.
Yeah. I feel like you both are so creative in like how you showcase your bait. Like, how do you do that? Like, what are you looking at? What's your inspiration?
For my inspiration, I'm not gonna lie, I really go back to like my old porn that I watch. Like, and like, I look at what I find hot and attractive, or like what gets me really fucking boned, and I just draw inspiration from that. Like back in the day, like Bentley Race, I watched them like all the time, and like I love Aussies with the Converse, with the socks and the jocks, and they're just like super hunky twinks. I'm that's it. So like, I try to like emulate that in like my design, but just like, yeah, I just draw a lot of inspiration from like older porn,
like vintage shit.
Vintage, like real, like vintage, like 80s. I love 80s porn because it is so over the top. Like I love porn that will make me laugh my ass off. Like, if I'm not laughing, I'm probably not enjoying it. Like, that's really something really strange about me. Like the dumber the dialogue, the better. The goofier the faces, I love it. It's so like I draw a lot of inspiration from that stuff.
Not surprising to hear that from you. I feel like it's all like your aesthetic. No, it really is. And also the bandana, like, it's such a look. Like,
The bandana was totally like an accident, like, but I just kind of ran with it. So like, I just did like a video, posted a clip on Twitter. I have it pinned. It's with that orange bandana, and everybody really liked it. I'm like, well, I'm gonna do like one more with it, and it just kind of really became my thing. And I specifically settled on white for like every video, because like back in like the 70s and 80s, in the like the gay community, they had bandana code, and like white meant that you're looking for to like give or receive a handy. And I just thought that was really cool.
You know, see? Quotes. That's hot.
That's fucking hot. That's perfect. I feel like you should have. Yeah, I feel like you should wear them. Are you wearing the bandana in all the bait off challenges?
You bet.
Okay, perfect. I feel like you should keep it, and I feel like it wouldn't be a Colby Jacks video if you didn't have the bandana. So like,
always... it's so funny how the bandana is Kobe. Like, when I take it off, I'm not Kobe. When it's on, I'm Kobe. Get some like Gooner print bandanas or something.
You know who needs to do that? Bait merch. If you're listening,
bait merch.
Get oh some my God. Get some bandanas. Kaki, I like your stuff because it's so like kawaii. Was that on purpose?
Well, kawaii help.
Like it's cutesy. Like you have like the glitter hearts and like you have the pink and like it's very like
I don't necessarily like mean to be kawaii, but I just like that. Like that's part of my personality. Like very like bubbly. Even though like I try to be like, oh yes, bro, but like with heart, with a heart. But like I guess for me. Like going back to like the question that you did like about the inspiration, where I get my inspiration from is usually like psychedelic stuff, like on shrooms kind of thing. Like even though like not my videos are like very into like the kaleidoscopic kind of thing. Like I don't know if you've seen like, other of my videos, but there is like multiple like parts of me or like multiple like frames. Yeah, for me it's like I mentioned before, like I enjoy having a lot on screen, so whenever I make my videos I try to like do that, like have a lot of on screen. And then about the videos when I'm just by myself, it's just like typical gamer kind of thing, like oh this is your average gamer, like this is like what I do in my free time. Like I don't necessarily like get inspiration from like studio. I do get it from like the kind of things that I find hot, and it's usually like amateur, like just your average bater kind of thing. And yeah, like that's what I enjoy. Like, look, there's nothing like too special about it. It's just me enjoying making this kind of thing.
Yeah, I love that. I just
and then I love pink.
You like hot pink? Yeah, you could tell. Like when the picture that you gave me when I had those images made, your hair is so pink.
I need to like dye it again. It's kind of like champagne, you know.
But you have it like in the middle, so you have one side of it is black and the other side's pink.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have to bleach it and dye it again because I prefer when it's like hot pink. Like you can recognize me like miles away.
How long does it last like to be true pink like that?
What do you mean? As in like the process of getting it? Like
no, done? Like once you have it done, like how long does it stay pink?
Months. Like I use Manic Panic like products, and like their bleach is really good, and they dye. It's also like it's very like it's like a shampoo kind of thing. So you put it on and it like stains a lot. And I just like whenever I feel like it's getting like too faded, I just do it again, and it takes me like 5 minutes to like use it, and it doesn't have like a smell or anything. It's really like user friendly kind of thing, and yeah, it can last me like months.
Does the carpet match the drape sometimes?
What? Oh, I've thought about that, but like I don't know. I like my pubes like to be like dark. Really, I've actually dyed them like darker because my pubes are kind of like. A dark brown, but I prefer like black, like really dark, like you can see it.
You want like a big black bush?
Yeah.
I like bushes. There's this guy that I follow on Twitter. He like sucks a bunch of dick, but like he loves big bushes. And he's always like licking bushes. And I'm just like, yeah, there's a thing about a really nice bush. Maybe that's why I'm trying to like vintage porn. They were all natural down there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like porn is such a, it can really reveal who you are as a person. Am I alone in this?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, totally, yeah.
I feel like it's not necessarily, like, porn itself or, like, the type of porn they're watching, but their relationship with porn. Like, for instance, like, you can tell a lot about somebody if they're like open to different kinds of porn, or like if they say like, oh, I just like this kind of thing. So like you more or less like realize, like, oh, they're adventurous. Oh, they're open to this. Oh, they're open to that. But like not necessarily like what porn they watch, because like, for instance, a bottom doesn't necessarily like the same porn that, or doesn't watch the porn for the same thing that a top would do it for. So yeah, like it's like, or another thing is that baiters tend to be like more open, like like hardcore baiters and to be more open to different porn. So you just want to watch sex happening, whatever that means. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, that is really true. I feel like as baiters, like, we're so much more comfortable exploring different sex acts. And I think that's one of the really great things that, yeah, there's a lot of, also too, like, I feel like there's not a lot of, like, judgment in the baiter community. It's kind of like, oh, like, you do your thing and I'll kind of do my thing, even though we're, like, in the same space together. Like, I've been to bait parties where, like, you know, there's a big screen TV and there's porno playing and people are, like, on their phones, like, in the corner doing their own. I remember I used to be so embarrassed, not embarrassed, but I used to be a lot really nervous going to group parties because I was, like, I feel like I always had to be, like, performing in a sense. Like, I always feel like I had to be, like, aware of everyone in the space.
That's the thing with, like, circle jerks and, like, just baiting parties in general, that you, like, everybody's just happy to be there. Everybody's just happy to, like, have all, like, the IRL kind of thing, like, porn in front of them, like, if they're bros being porn for each other. And, like, at least for me, like, that's one of the things that I enjoy the most about, like, baiting parties. Like, when I'm, like, baiting and, yeah, I'm into my thing, like, sometimes I get anxious, mostly, of, like, oh, I don't want to, like, let go of myself too much because, like, what if, like, I go in and then they, like, I don't know, like, get uncomfortable or something. But, like, I try to work myself, like, out of that mindset. And I notice, like, people watching, especially, like, mostly, like, one-on-ones. For instance, like, one thing that I do a lot with my partner is that, like, we just jerk off together. And sometimes I notice him, like, looking at me, and that turns me on, not knowing that I'm being porn for him at that moment. And even, like, in baiting parties, like, being porn for them. So when I feel noticed, it's not like, oh, yes, they're looking at me. But, like, oh, yeah, like, they're enjoying, like, they're, like not necessarily a performance, but, like, they see something that they find hot and, like, their penis is, like, thinking at the moment. So, yeah, for me, that's, like, it turns me on a lot whenever I'm, like, baiting and they're, like, oh, they're looking at my penis and, like, show it off even more. Or if, like, at some point I just give a glance at, like, my pits and they're, like, oh, that's hot. And I'm, like, yeah, fuck yeah. Show it off for them, knowing that they're getting off to it. Not necessarily, again, because it is not like, oh, yes, it's me. But, like, oh, yes, because they find it hot. Just, like, porn in general kind of thing.
Yeah. Be porn for your bros. The Bait World Bait Off series premieres next month.
Mm-hmm.
Are you so excited for people to watch you masturbate in this series?
So excited.
What are you most excited about?
I'm really excited to see, again, like, the other baiters. I'm excited for the reactions because, like I see it. I'm excited to hear the reactions to my videos because, like, it's always so interesting to me because, like, when you record yourself, you edit it, you post it, you're like, this process was so long, and, like, I'm kind of over looking at my ass and my dick and my balls. like, you know, you just, like, see it all the time. You're like, whatever. But, like, to hear other people, like, oh, this is good. It's like, oh, okay, good. Because, like, me, when I go through an edit, I notice every single flaw or something I could change. And I'm like, oh, my God. If only I had done this different. But, like, I found that people are just like, this is good. Like, you did your thing. It was great. So I'm excited for the feedback.
Yeah, the comments are always nice.
That's the thing. For instance, when I make my videos, I try to tell them to myself, like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, just enjoy yourself. It doesn't have to be perfect. Because sometimes I'm, like, recording, and then I'm in the middle of recording, I'm like, oh, let me watch it. And, like, what I've done so far. And then I'm like, oh, I don't like it because, like, this, I could change this. I could change that. The lights, like, I'm not showing off, like, enough. Like, it doesn't look like exactly how I want it. So I just try to, again, like, remind myself. It doesn't have to be perfect. As long as you're enjoying yourself and that's what's being shown, mm-hmm. Anything else, like, it doesn't matter. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree to that too. I feel like the porn that gets me most off is when they're just, like, not even fully aware that they're being recorded. Like, they get into this zone of full pleasure. I think that's, again, I think it's the idea of becoming so uninhibited that you don't really care who's watching. So you're just you're just really enjoying your body. That's the stuff that gets me most turned on. And also like watching people like myself, you know, like people that have like my skin or my hair or, you know, that look like me. I think that's really sexy.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Bait World, that I feel like they really are conscious of having it be really diverse. So like there's different like body types and there's different like ethnicities. And I think it's really important to represent a wide variety of baiters. And I think Bait World does a really good job of that. It's nice to be surrounded by people that appreciate, you know, the average Joe, I guess.
Absolutely.
It's not like Instagram that everybody's perfect. No,
yeah,
like that's, your average Joe.
Yeah,
that's not sexy to me. I don't think.
Like, yeah,
I get really turned on when I see a flaw, and like, you know, we can get into a conversation about what a flaw is, but when people are just really enjoying who they are authentically, I think that's really exciting to me.
They embrace it unapologetically.
That's sexy. That's really sexy. Like when you don't give a fuck and you're just like, you know what, this is like it's just who the fuck I am. I think anybody that doesn't fit into the status quo of what beauty is and they're doing their thing and they're being sexual and being unapologetic about it is like a statement.
Well, I was gonna say, like, that's one thing that I have learned through like posting myself online. Like at the beginning I was like, oh, I want to look like all these people because like they're hot and I want to like embody that. But then the more I went with it, I realized like it doesn't feel genuine. It just feels like this is not me. And I started like more embracing like the kind of things that I enjoy. And at the beginning I felt like kind of uncomfortable, kind of like insecure about it. But seeing my bait bros like be turned on by it and like them like being so into the kind of things that, not like me trying to be somebody else, but like me being myself, like it helped me embrace more myself. And like, for instance, like at the beginning, my videos would be like just like basic stuff. And then I started embracing the colors. Like that's like, if you look at my videos, there is like a bunch of like pink and stuff like that. And at the beginning, I thought like, oh, but like people is gonna think like it's too feminine or too this or too that. And eventually I just realized, yeah, so what? So what? Like that's who I am. That's why I am. Like that's what I like, what I enjoy, what turns me on. And that's when I found my tribe. That when the people started connecting with like that side of my content that was truly myself and not just like me embracing what I thought that was like hard or like what would be more popular. So yeah, it's been a very nice part of the journey.
Yeah, I always think that's interesting, Khaki. You mentioned like your like early videos and how there's such a stark contrast to what you're doing now. I think that is so interesting because I've like went back and looked at a lot of my old videos and they're just like they feel very cold, and like now it's like they're warming up and it's like fuck yeah, I'm so excited to fucking get goonier and just do more. I love that evolution.
That's a really interesting call out because I feel like that's really relatable. I think in the beginning when I first started showing off, I think they were really cold because I feel like I was pretending to be sexual in a way that wasn't aligned with who I was. Because like Khaki mentioned, like you see all these people and they look so amazing and they're getting all this like feedback and you're like, oh, that's how I feel like it should be in order to be successful in this space. But then when you start to just be who you are and you're just like, oh, this is how I just express my sexuality, it does become a lot warmer. And I think it becomes sexier because you are being your authentically sexy self, whatever that is, if it's awkward or if it's, and I feel like that was my, that was the thing that I was so worried about. I was like, oh, I don't really want to come off awkward in my sex, but I'm just like, that's just who I am. And I should be able to find that really sexy. And I do now, but it did take me a while to fully embrace that and to say, fuck it. Like there's room for everybody in this space.
I mean, yes, like it's everybody's journey is different. I guess for some people, like depending on like how they grow up and like their upbringing, they tend to be like more confident in regarding like how they present their sex. But at least for me, like I guess I had like a difficult kind of like early life. So like getting to, I knew of myself, but I didn't necessarily know myself till I started like embracing more things and realizing what I liked, what it works for me, what my penis wants. And that's when I started like finding, when I started like getting more into not only like masturbation, but just like, yeah, embracing sexuality and everything, like just being able to embrace those little things. That makes sense for you. That makes sense for your body. Yes, like listen to your penis. Like that's one of the things, like whenever you're gooning and like let's say like you say something, you're just verbal somehow. Like I feel like it's not you just saying it because like, oh, you want to look hot, but like no, your penis want to listen to that. Like that's what I think in the moment. Yeah. Like for instance, for me, there is a bunch of like word triggers that I say them not because I think they're hot. Sometimes actually in my videos, I say them too much. And after I watch it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm saying it too much. And then people is like, fuck yeah, like that's hot. And I'm like, okay, if you say so.
Tell me what are some of your word triggers?
I mean, any word for penis, especially in Spanish, like verga, polla, pito. I enjoy like narrating what's going on, not necessarily because like I want to communicate it, like yeah, I guess that's part of it, but because like if putting it out there is like, oh, I'm listening to myself, like I would like be watching a video and like whenever they say stuff like that, oh, I'm listening to it and like hearing that word, like just makes my penis throb more, like if when I say penis I'm like fuck yeah, or like oh, it feels so greasy, like that's one of my main things, like anything that has to do with grease, and then I'm like fuck yeah, and that's makes me just want to keep going. Sometimes I have to like tap out of that because then I'm gonna come too soon. So like I have to like go in waves to be able to like etch for longer.
You gotta pace yourself, bro.
Yeah.
What about you, Colby? What are some of your trigger words?
Oh God. Well, my favorite one is dong. I say that one all the time. I love dong. Just like penis. Just like really any odd variant of the word penis, like pecker. I think that one's funny. That one,
long is good. I like wiener. I just started getting into wiener.
Wiener. I'm gonna work schlong into more of my content. I like schlong.
Yeah, I like schlong too. I feel like it's pretty fitting for you.
Schlong.
Yeah.
For instance, you mentioned before the like. You always have yourself, like maybe sometimes you don't have porn, but like if you have a mirror, like being able to like tap into the parts of your body that you find hot, like for instance, one thing that I enjoy, again, like the greasy part, and when I look at the mirror, like I'm looking into my eyes, but sometimes I also like look into how greasy it looks. It almost feels like, oh, I'm watching like a porn kind of thing, and I just like do the kind of things that I want to see in the porn, and that turns me on even more because like, yeah, I'm doing it and it feels good, but like it also looks good for myself, so like yeah, it adds so much to the experience.
Yeah, it's so visual. I like I feel like all of last year I was like recording my sex, and then I just like I really like watching myself have sex, which was really fun. Do you all do that too?
I felt myself tapping one time, and I always circle back to that. Like it makes me come super fast seeing that.
I personally don't necessarily like care if like people like know that I have porn, especially like in my phone or stuff, because I'm like, it's as normal as any other kind of entertainment. Maybe it's not like appropriate at all times, but it's very normal, like it's been always there, and like if you see me, like if you see my porn, like good for you, do you like her? But like if you see, like if somebody is like, let's say like, oh, fixing my laptop, they see like I have a lot of porn, like I don't mind, like cool. Same thing, one thing that I find very uncomfortable is not necessarily like, oh, what they're gonna think about me, but like because I don't necessarily care, but like are they gonna feel comfortable? For instance, like I have this like dildos here, and like when they come like to do maintenance or something, I cover it because I'm like, what if they like get uncomfortable themselves or something? Like I don't mind they seeing them, but like what if they do like mine and they're like, no, we don't wanna like do maintenance, there's too much porn going on.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I think that's the tricky part. Like as much as, or I try to remind myself, like as much as I'm comfortable with sex and porn, like other people aren't as comfortable mm-hmm. with sex and porn. So I'm always just like, I have to always remind myself that sometimes there's a time and a place.
I think that's one of the main things that made me fall in love with Bait World so much. The fact that everybody's embracing their penis like so openly, and like you just see so many penises, there's so much bait fuel going on at all times, like the cameras, the pictures, the videos, even the talks, like there's a lot of penis talk going on. And
yeah, like it's all dick. Like there's blogs about dick, there's GIFs, there's chat rooms, you know, someone's hitting you up on the chat, like you're browsing for someone's profile, then all of a sudden there goes an IM and there's someone's like mm-hmm. penis. Like that's such a conversation starter. Penis. You're like, oh yeah, that's, we're gonna talk yeah. about penis today. It's casual, right?
Like sometimes the conversation just start like that. Like somebody just hits you up and they hit you with like penis, and you're like, fuck yeah, penis, and then you just start talking.
Yeah, that's like, true. It's always after you bust a nut and you're just like, oh, so how's your Sunday going?
Yes.
But I mean, when I'm going on a Bait World, there's not really much that I want to talk about other than penis. I mean, I'll go in there and check out my buddies to like check up on them and see how they're doing. But it's mostly, it's like, how's your bait going? Or like, how's your penis going? Yeah. But it's nice to have bros that you can casually send a dick pic to. Those are the best kind of bros anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, cool.
At least for me, like it takes some time to get to that point where I'm like, oh, I want them to see it. But like, yeah, I guess like when you get to that point, like I love just showing off to them. Whenever I'm like, oh, look, I'm hard, I think about that person. Like, if I like it, you're going to like it. So like, you need to see it.
Like, check out this new angle.
Yeah.
I think all of Bait World is waiting to watch you all.
I think that Masturbation Month is the total opposite of No Nut November. Like No Nut exactly. November, you don't masturbate. For Masturbation Month, you have to masturbate every single day.
Wait, do y'all participate in No Nut November?
Fuck no.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
It's too long.
That's not a thing. Anyone who's listening to this, it's not a thing. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Life's too short. Just masturbate that's all the time. So fun.
I'll do No Shave November and just like not shave my pubes. I don't know. Yeah, no November, fuck that.
I feel like it'll just add more to your vintage look.
Exactly. Yeah, just full, nice full bush.
Nice full bush. All right, let's do that. Let's do a thing. Let's start it. It was nice talking to you both.
Yeah, it was nice talking to both of you.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Where can everybody follow your socials? Colby, sound it off.
You can find me on Twitter at ColbyDax, 3 X's. I'm really at the same handle on Just for Fans/ColbyDax. Twitter is at My Instagram is at ColbyDax with 2 X's. They neutered the 3rd X.
Ugh. Instagram.
They wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow it.
Of course, they're dumb.
Oh, and Bait World. My Bait World is same as all the others. Colby Jacks.
With 3 X's.
3 X's. 3 X's.
Nice.
I guess y'all can find me in pretty much every social media as the Cocky Prince. Like I'm like that on Twitter, on Instagram, on Reddit, even on Discord. And of course, like Just for Fans and OnlyFans and many bits. The Cocky Prince, just like that.
And Bait World.
And Bait World. Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. All right, y'all. Catch these two people showing off and doing really sexy stuff on their Twitters and socials. And thanks for joining us today.